During his second term, Donald Trump faced intensified global tensions, particularly in his confrontations with China, Russia, and Iran. His aggressive America First policies led to disputes with key allies, economic sanctions on rivals, and heightened geopolitical conflicts. A central theme of his administration was his commitment to reasserting U.S. dominance on the world stage, often through economic and military pressure. Trump's trade war with China became one of the most defining aspects of his foreign policy. By imposing heavy tariffs on Chinese goods, he sought not only economic gains, but also to alter the global power balance in favor of the United States. His broader economic policies, including increased trade restrictions, also strained relations with traditional allies like the European Union and Canada. Once a close partner, the EU found itself at odds with Washington due to the trade disputes, while Canada, the US largest trading partner, suffered the consequences of Trump's protectionist policies. Additionally, Trump's controversial suggestion of annexing Canada further exacerbated tensions between two nations. The outbreak of war in Ukraine in 2022 marked another major crisis from Trump's administration. While his emphasis on safeguarding U.S. national interests, Trump adopted a tough stance toward Russia, calling for stricter policies in response to Moscow's aggression. This further strained U.S.-Russia relations and reinforced global divisions. Alongside these global conflicts, Trump intensified his long-standing hostility toward Iran. His approach toward Tehran was not just strategic, but ideological, rooted in long-standing U.S. opposition to the Islamic Republic of Iran since the 1979 revolution. Iran's defiance of U.S. influence in the Middle East, along with its growing military capabilities, posed a significant challenge to Washington. Under Trump, the U.S. adopted a maximum pressure strategy aimed at crippling Iran's economy and forcing it into submission. One of Trump's most consequential moves was his unilateral withdrawal from the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, known as JCPOA, in 2018, followed by the imposition of severe sanctions. His administration hoped that economic hardship would weaken Iran's regional influence and spark domestic unrest. However, rather than succumbing to U.S. pressure, Iran adapted by strengthening its internal capabilities. It advanced its missile and drone programs, developing cutting-edge defense technology that enhanced its deterrence power. Tensions reached their peak when Trump ordered the assassination of General Qasem Soleimani, commander of Iran's Quds Force. This act led to the direct confrontation, with Iran retaliating by launching missile strike on the U.S. military base of Ain al-Assad in Iraq. This escalation demonstrated Iran's willingness to respond to U.S. aggression, challenging Washington's dominance in the region. Despite Washington's effort to isolate Iran, Tehran expanded its influence through strategic alliances. Trump attempted to counter Iran's regional pressure by strengthening ties with Persian Gulf Arab states and Israel. However, this strategy failed to curb Iran's activities, as Tehran continued to support regional resistance groups and build military and economic resilience. Ultimately, Trump's confrontational policies did not achieve their intended results. The maximum pressure campaign failed to bring Iran to the negotiating table under US terms. Instead, Iran bolstered its economic self-reliance and reinforced its military strength, proving its ability to withstand severe sanctions. By leveraging domestic resources and maintaining public support, Iran emerged from Trump's presidency as a more resilient and influential regional power. This outcome underscored the limitation of Washington's aggression foreign policy, demonstrating that even the harshest U.S. sanctions could not force Iran to abandon its strategic path.